This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. An historic building just across Tremont Street from Boston Common has stood unfinished for almost 200 years until now. To find out why, Meghna visited the site this afternoon.
Well, I'm standing at 138 Tremont Street, and thousands of people know this location because you look upon Boston Common and the State House just beyond, and it's right around the corner from Downtown Crossing. And it just so happens that the address of 138 belongs to the Cathedral Church of St. Paul, which is this beautiful old building that has stood at this site for 190 years, I believe. Is that right?
Longer.
So the voice you just heard belongs to Reverend and Dean Jep Streit. Thank you for joining me out here in front of the church.
My pleasure. Thank you for coming.
So let's describe the building a little bit for people who might not remember. It's a beautiful, like, looks like a classic Greek building.
That's exactly right. It's the first Greek Revival building in Boston. It was built in 1820 because the builders were so proud and hopeful about this new democratic nation. So they wanted to have a building that epitomized the sort of democratic ideals. So they built a Greek temple. And it was a great beacon of hope in 1820. In 2011, 2012, people are confused. Is it a bank? Is it a courthouse? It doesn't look like a church at all.
It really looks nothing like what you'd expect a church to look like. Anyone who's seen this building knows what we're talking about. It has six gigantic columns in the front topped with are those Ionic caps?
Yeah, I think so.
The key thing is that when the original builders built this building, they left it unfinished.
They ran out of money. So it's been unfinished for 190 years.
That also meant that there was a very important part of the building that was left unfinished.
Right.
So you were talking about the pediment here.
That's right.
Which, for non-architectural scholars, correct me if I'm wrong, but that's the portion of the building that's just below the long triangular roof line and between the tops of the columns.
Exactly.
So what have you decided to do with the pediment?
We had a national competition.
And the winning design is going to be?
So the winning design by Donald Lipsky, and his genius was to take a section of a nautilus shell, that beautiful lacy spiral, and inscribe it into the pediment in front of a blue background. What I love about it is it's looking forward as much as backwards. It beckons, I think, into the future, which is, of course, what we hope will happen to us and our ministries.
So you can see an image or an artist's rendering of what the pediment design will look like at RadioBoston.org. I mean, it is this very beautiful cross-section of a spiral whose the center of the spiral begins sort of right in the middle of the pediment, and then it, as it spirals outward, it fills that long triangular area.
Right.
I do wonder, though, there's nothing that's overtly religious about it.
That's right. That's exactly right. And some people have wondered about that. My feeling is twofold. Jesus wasn't religious at the time. People criticized him because he broke the rules and he ate with people that other people wondered why he was spending time with them. So I think God is always greater than our institutions.
I do take your point about the openness and the inviting nature of the design, but I'm just wondering, throughout the past 2,000 years, of human history, so much great art and architecture has been done with very overt representations of scenes from the Bible. So why shy away from putting a sculpture of a scene from the Bible?
The original design called for St. Paul, a carving of St. Paul, to be preaching before King Agrippa. And we had the choice of doing that. My feeling is that if you put a carving up there of human figures, 6 months after it's up there, it'll be invisible again. So this seemed a way to be a more vivid proclamation of who we are and what we care about and that we are open to all people.
Oh, well, it's interesting because the location of the church right here on Tremont Street, obviously the architecture surrounding Boston Common is a very vibrant mix of all the layers of Boston history.
Yeah.
So you're sort of adding another
twist
to that.
I've showed it to various Boston officials just to make sure we're not doing anything that they're going to object to. And the universal response has been appreciation and kind of astonishment at how beautiful it is.
And when will it be installed?
Fingers crossed. We hope late fall of this year. So the artist is at work. It's one thing to come up with a brilliant design. It's another thing to make it and install it. So we're hoping for him. We're all rooting for him.
Well, Jep Streit is the Reverend and Dean of the Cathedral Church of St. Paul. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
And again, if you want to see what the new Nautilus-inspired facade of the church will look like, there's an artist's rendering at radioboston.org.